From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Green County Industrial Development Agency has chosen to back the town and village of Coxsackie in their opposition to a proposed 50-megawatt solar farm by denying the requested incentives from project developer Hecate Energy, LLC. IDA Executive Director Renee Van Schack said IDA representatives recently told officials and residents that if both the town and village do not want the project built, they will not have the IDA's support. The decision was made at the IDA monthly meeting July 19th. Van Schack said, and I quote, "The IDA kept its word, and the board voted to inform Hecate we would not entertain IDA assistance because it's opposed. The IDA on all these large solar projects has taken a neutral stance," end quote. Van Schack said the agency would support a rescaled and relocated project, assuming that Hecate is in agreement. Van Schack said, and I quote, "If they're able to come back to the table with a project that is acceptable to the town, we would consider it. We are supportive of solar energy. It can have benefits if it's in the right space," end quote. No one from Hecate attended the IDA meeting. The company's proposal calls for the construction of solar panels on 395 acres of the 933 it owns in the vicinity of Farm to Market Road. Both the village and the town passed resolutions in early July opposing the project. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. U.S. Representative John Faso has joined five of his upstate Republican congressional colleagues to urge Governor Andrew M. Cuomo to remove the state's tourism signs along New York's highways. In a letter dated July 26, the group reminded the governor the state is risking $14 million in federal funding if it fails to take down the signs in compliance with federal regulations. The state spent more than $8 million on the I Love New York campaign. The State Department of Transportation maintains the signs are safe and will work with the federal government to resolve the issue amicably. In February, the Federal Highway Administration notified the state of its intentions to withhold federal highway funding if the state does not take the signs down by September the 30th. DOT spokesman Joseph Morrissey said, and I quote, "We believe these signs provide valuable wayfinding information to motorists and tourists. Out of respect for the ongoing process, we are not in a position to comment on the content or timeline of those discussions. However, we fully expect to have a mutually beneficial agreement in place well before the September deadline," end quote. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. Columbia County lost two influential political figures in the past week. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Funeral services were held July 27th for former Columbia County Republican Committee Chairman Todd Grincy. Grincy of Stockport died July 23rd following a brief illness. He was 62. Grincy served as Stuyvesant Town Supervisor for 12 years and as chairman of the County Republican Party. He owned Mark's Pizza in Valencia and was also employed by the Capital Region Off-Track Betting in Schenectady, where he was Vice President of Corporate Operations. Grincy was a lifelong member of the Stuyvesant Falls Fire Department. He was eulogized by County Clerk Holly Tanner and Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell. On July 25th, the former chair of the Columbia County Democrats, Cynthia J. Hall, passed away at her home under hospice care. Hall was 72. Born in Lowell, Massachusetts and raised in Glen Falls, Hall taught music in the Hudson City School District for 37 years, where she also served as vice president of the Hudson Teachers Association and as chair of the Professional Standards Committee. In addition to her role as chair of the County Democrats, Hall was a representative of the New York State Democratic Committee and worked on the campaigns of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Dee Dee Barrett. A memorial for Hall will be held at Bates and Anderson Redmond and Keeler Funeral Home on August the 4th. Editor's note, Tanner is an active WGXC volunteer programmer. Rachel Silberstein is reporting for the Times Union. Attorney General Barbara D. Underwood announced July 27th the creation of a statewide police camera program. The Capture and Account of Material Situation, or CAMS program, will designate $2 million seized in joint federal state organized crimes prosecutions to fund body-worn cameras at local law enforcement agencies. Underwood said in a statement, and I quote, "Body cameras help ensure increased accountability and transparency during law enforcement interactions. Yet too often, local police departments don't have the resources to buy them," end quote. To be eligible for funds, law enforcement agencies must have between 100 and 3,000 sworn officers, be a local town, city, or county police agency, and be able to secure a cash match covering 25% of the total amount to be spent. Online applications are due by September the 7th. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.